Police: woman heard on NYC bus during fight with passengers who said they hate white people. By Amy Furr on July 15, 2022. A white woman was injured on a Queens bus during an altercation with three black passengers who allegedly said they hate white people, according to law enforcement. The 57-year-old was riding a Q53 bus in Woodhaven on Saturday evening when the apparent fight erupted with the three black women, the New York Post reported Thursday. The woman was struck in the head with an unknown object, causing a laceration and bleed, according to officers. "I hate white people, the way they talk," one of those involved allegedly said, law enforcement sources told the Post. The three women exited the bus at Woodhaven Boulevard and Jamaica Avenue, according to the Daily Mail, but have not been located. The victim was treated at Jamaica Hospital and needed two stitches for the gash on her head, the report said. Now, the New York City Police Department's NYPD Hate Crime Task Force is investigating the matter, officers told the Post. Meanwhile, overall index crime in New York City rose 36.5% in March, compared to the same month last year amid the state's soft-on-crime bail laws, Breitbart News reported on April 7. Transit crime saw a staggering 52.5% jump as well, as subway crimes, including a hammer attack, slashings, and beatings, made headlines last month, the outlet continued. Moreover, hate crimes, especially against Jewish people, have seen an alarming jump. Overall, hate crimes increased 16% in March, with Jews being the most targeted group. There were 23 hate crimes committed against Jewish people, nearly a 100% increase from the 12 in March of last year. The second most targeted group was Asians, who were the victims of 17 hate crimes. In addition, the Post reported in June that, so far, more than 1,500 NYPD officers had either stepped down or retired in 2022. The NYPD is sliding deeper into a staffing crisis that will ultimately hurt public safety, Police Benevolent Association Patrolman Union President Patrick Lynch explained. Low pay, inferior benefits and constant abuse from the city council and other anti-cop demagogues has pushed attrition to record highs, he also noted.